Now, accidents on farms account for around a fifth of Britain's workplace deaths, even though farmers make up, well, less than 2% of the working population. Health and safety figures to be published this morning are also expected to show the rate of serious injuries in agriculture remains stubbornly high, while other sectors like building and quarrying have made huge safety improvements in recent years. The BBC's Dave Howard reports from Warwickshire.
Filling the tractor from a tank of diesel.
There's ways round it and little tricks that you learn, but like pretty much everything I do, it takes a little bit longer, it takes a little bit of working out.
A routine job, but one of thousands, that Jim Chapman finds much harder since an accident at the age of 23.
Simple things, trying to butter bread, putting toothpaste on your toothbrush, you don't realise how much you rely on your second arm until it's gone.
He fell against a PTO shaft, a spinning metal bar at the back of a tractor.
It catapulted me from one side of the machine to the other. Landed on the floor, minus all my clothing, and my left arm had been ripped off.
What was going through your mind at that point?
I don't know whether I actually thought I was going to die. I knew it wasn't going to be good. It must have happened in half a second, but it felt like I had at least half a minute to think about it.
So this is the back of a tractor. It's a PTO shaft. It's very similar to what you were involved in at the time. This one, it's got a case around it, a plastic case. The one you got entangled in presumably didn't have that case and was not safe as a result.
Yeah, it had a partial cover. It should have been completely encased and you should never be able to see that rotating shaft. But again, things weren't going well. It was a rushed day. All these things together meant I've got to get on, I've got to do the job, I've got to get something done today.
Over the last 10 years, other industries that you'd think of as dangerous, like building or quarrying, have brought down their workplace deaths and injuries. In farming, though, figures remain high. 39 deaths in 2001, 38 in 2009, and 34 last year. New serious injury statistics, published later, are also expected to show little improvement. 2 hours' drive from Warwickshire and a world away from Jim's isolated yard, we're at the offices of the Health and Safety Executive in central London. I've got an appointment with Judith Hackett.
Doors opening. Hello, I'm the Chair of the Health and Safety Executive. People in farming don't have minor injuries. When they get injured, it's bad.
Other industries that you associate with dangerous practices, like building or quarrying, they've made very great inroads into their health and safety figures, haven't they? Their safety record is much better now. Why do you think farming isn't following suit?
The reason it hasn't happened to date is getting people in agriculture to recognise just how big a problem it is. When I said to the NFU that if I had sons, I would not want them to work in agriculture, it really made them sit up and take notice.
The Farmers Union, the NFU, says it recognises the problem and that it's working hard with partners to fix things. Jim just wants others to learn from his mistake.
Just stop, take your time, look at what you're doing before you go running in and make a mistake that you could live with for the rest of your life.
That's Dave Howard reporting from Warwickshire there.